Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are inviting you here. You can dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you may dial in again toll free and also join us on our Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And we're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. But just to bring you up to speed in case you are just now tuning into the show, we do have a Gallup survey asking Americans what is the most important problem in the country today. The top answer this year was the number two answer the previous year and the number three answer in 2012. Top answer this year is government. We'll dig in further to that.
And it should be noted that the top answer came in at 18%.
Correct.
And it's the first time since, I believe it was 2001, that nothing received over 20%.
Hmm. So we can dig into some more of the details here, but if you want to comment, you're welcome to do so, and you can also bring up anything you want. Plus, maybe you'd like to tell us what you think the biggest problem in the United States is, or anywhere in the world for that matter. This is an international show. We've got listeners all around the globe. Feel free to join the conversation as we go. Let's go to Nathan. He's listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Nathan.
Hey.
You were actually on in the last hour, but you didn't have a whole lot of chance to really express yourself, so go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying how, you know, I think about the third parties and often, you know, think kind of what's the use, and, you know, if we vote for them, will it make it, you know, 13% instead of 12 or something like that, you know, why wouldn't they run along with and against the Republicans in the primaries? To be able to get into the national stage and make a difference rather than running against them.
Well, there are very good reasons for running as a third-party candidate, and I hate the term third-party candidate because, you know, there shouldn't be this thought that you should only have two choices when it comes to politicians or when it comes to elected offices. I would love there to be, you know, like 7 or 8 or even 100, you know, parties that are actually ballot qualified. And the reason that it makes a difference is if you go back through history and you look at some of the dominant alternative parties, you will see that they have actually wound up having influence over the major parties as far as changing their platform.
From the outside, not from the inside.
Because they shift the debate, and they're able to bring in alternative ideas that people would not otherwise hear in the general election.
Also,
and he asked the question, why not just run in the major party primary? And the reason is not as many people pay attention to the major party primary for offices such as attorney general or, you know, like judicial, whatever it is.
Well, also keep in mind this, Daryl, and I'm sure you'll agree with me on this as a longtime libertarian, that libertarians aren't necessarily Republicans. I mean, there's the presumption.
Right, or Democrats.
Right. The presumption in Nathan's question was, well, why don't they just run within the Republican Party? Well, that presumes libertarians have more they can identify with the Republicans than they can with Democrats, and neither one is necessarily true.
Right.
You got something you got to take care of there, Nathan?
No, he's good.
Okay, that's good. So, but my point being that while there are some libertarians who used to be Republicans, there are also libertarians who used to be Democrats as well. And there are also libertarians who used to be neither of those things.
Right.
And, you know, like libertarians who don't have an appreciation for either the Republican or Democratic Party have no desire to try to change those two parties.
Right.
They would rather have a political party that from the outset agrees with their particular viewpoint rather than having this crazy conflict inside the Republicans or Democrats trying to mold an existing political institution into something that they want it to be. Does that make sense?
And I guess my reference to the primaries was more focused on the presidential race and maybe, you know, the other Senate races or something, but mainly the presidents. that they would be able to win out in the Republican Party and be in that general election.
But why would they win in the Republican Party? The Republicans don't love liberty any more than Democrats do.
Yeah. And I mean, to bring that out in the not liberal, but the conservative arena and get the voters to, you know, go for them instead of, like I said, some of...
But libertarians aren't conservative.
Right. That's what I was trying to combat when I told you about how libertarians are not necessarily Republicans. There are some who were Republicans, but others were Democrats. Some were socialists. Some were apolitical. Some were not connected to any political party at any point. The people who understand the people in the Libertarian Party, at least they should be principled people who understand the ideas of liberty. And you don't find many of those people within the Republican or Democratic parties. What makes you think that the libertarian ideas would fly further in the Republican Party than anywhere else?
Well, not as much to the party itself, but to the voters.
How many Republican voters want to see an end to the war on drugs?
I don't know. That's some of the topics I don't realize, I guess.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, it's not to say that there aren't things within the Republican Party where they might like libertarians. Like, libertarians don't like taxes, for instance, and a lot of the Republican little guys don't like taxes, but the Republican politicians seem to have no problem with them whatsoever. And to some extent, this has already been tried, right, Nathan? So, like, Ron Paul, are you familiar with his campaigns in the year 2008 and 2012?
Yeah.
Ron Paul tried that, and they had these Ron Paul guys going to the Republican conventions and trying to use the system and use the rules of the system to get Ron Paul elected. And what ended up happening was they turned off their microphones, kicked them out of the events, changed the rules on the spot, made up their own rules, just completely violated the rules. They did everything they could do to try to keep the advocates of freedom who'd showed up there from even speaking to the Republican convention. So it's not to say that it hasn't been tried or that it couldn't be tried again in the future. And one thing's for sure about libertarians is you can't get them all on the same page. So even though there are some of them who would do what you're suggesting, there are many of them who, like Daryl and I, have no interest in, you know, joining up with the Republicans and spending our times there. But I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Daryl, would there be anything that could make you want to join the Republicans or the Democrats?
No.
All right, there you go. Let's go to, I think we have Clayton. He is in Arkansas. Wait, Alaska? Clayton, where are you?
Alaska? I'm from Arkansas.
Arkansas, okay. All right, they got the initials wrong here. Go ahead, Clayton.
Sure. I mean, it sort of building on what the previous caller was saying, you know, we have a problem in terms of our electoral system in making room for third-party candidates, because currently, especially in legislative elections, you know, you can win with 35% of the vote. You can win with 25%. You can win with any percentage of the vote as long as you have the highest percentage, or in Louisiana have the highest 2%. So until we really get past this plurality system of election, or at least past this first past the post system of election, and have proportional elections for our legislators. So if 10% of the people vote libertarian, 10% of the legislature is libertarian, we're not going to see third parties really make a big entry into the legislative elections. And you know, and on executive elections, you know, something like the alternative vote system that is being proposed in Great Britain would really help third parties, having a preferential voting system, for example.
Where you rank the candidates.
Exactly, where you're ranking the candidates. And so people might be willing to put a first choice candidate as a libertarian, knowing that that they have a backup to vote. You know,
that would help eliminate the wasted vote syndrome.
And one thing that really helps the people in Canada and the UK is those two countries have fair ballot access, meaning that all parties and all candidates have the same requirement for getting on the ballot.
Yeah.
In the U.S., for the most part, that is not the case.
Yeah, and another part of that is that, of course, in Great Britain, is they have regionally popular parties. So, that, you know, for example, the SNP gives Labour a really hard, tough run for its money up in Scotland and so forth. I come from a state in Arkansas. We have a conservative party, the Republicans. We have another conservative party, the Democrats. And we have the far left Green Party. And really, the Green Party is one of the most, in Arkansas, is one of the most viable third parties anywhere.
Clayton, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I like the idea of proportional representation. Seems like an improvement.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Still plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts here. Maybe you want to share with us what you think the biggest problem in the country is. And if you're not in the United States, tell us what the biggest problem is wherever you happen to be. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up on March 28th and 29th, that will be here before you know it, at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas. It's the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. Speakers, exhibitions, a great opportunity to do some networking, and they'll be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. At the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference, you'll find out what Bitcoin means to everyone and where the technology can go beyond just being a currency. If you want a glimpse into the future, you'll want to be in Austin, Texas. March 28th and 29th, go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get your tickets there. They're $150, which is already a good price for a weekend-long conference. But you'll save $25 off of that price if you use code FTL. FTL like Free Talk Live knocks $25 off the price, and another $25 of the ticket price will go and be donated to Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based homeless charity in North Florida, or I guess the panhandle of Florida?
The Pensacola area.
Pensacola, wherever the hell that is. TexasBitcoinConference.com. I know MK Lords lives in Pensacola.
It's on the panhandle.
Right. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Go there, grab your tickets, use code FTL to get the $25 off. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Lee is listening in Indiana to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hey, Lee. Do we have Lee in Indy?
Lee, I am here.
Yes, we have you now. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I think one of the bigger problems in the country is the contortion or the squashing of freedom of speech.
Mm.
If I want to say Christ is Lord, or I want to say there is no other God but Allah, or if I want to say homosexuality is wrong or it's right, if I want to say people should own guns or people shouldn't have the right to own guns, I can say those things, and I should be able to say those things with confidence, and as long as it's in a peaceful way, then I should be able to do it.
I agree.
Women have died for that right, but in certain settings, people can't talk about those things, especially in our educational venues. I can't believe that on a college campus, or many college campuses, I have to be standing in a certain geolocation in order to talk about those things. That's just dead wrong.
Yeah, I share your concerns there as someone who's actually done outreach on a college campus. And, Daryl, you were there with me.
And been banned from the college campus.
Well, and arguably illegally banned. Yeah, and they ended up overturning the ban after our attorney sent a threatening letter to them. But nonetheless, that hasn't stopped them from continuing to threaten others who have attempted to do outreach on college campuses, like our very own Derek J. Freeman was one of the more recent ones who was threatened. And
on election day.
Yeah, that's right. And so, yeah, I absolutely share your concerns. And it seems like it's hard for the average person to really do anything about it because, you know, the average person doesn't really know their rights. And if some college security bureaucrat comes up to you and says, hey, you've got to stop handing these flyers out or you got to stop talking to the students, the average person is going to say, oh, I'm sorry. And they're going to turn around and walk away. And then they're going to essentially allow their freedom of speech to be trampled on. You have to basically stand up for the freedoms that you have in order to retain them. Otherwise, there are all kinds of government guys who will take away your freedoms from you, usually with your own voluntary assent. Okay. Lee, anything else you want to share?
No, thank you.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. So, yeah, the solution, of course, is not some sort of political solution, not to contact the politicians, but to keep speaking out, to go and challenge. But it can be scary when you get arrested for it.
Luckily, FIRE, which is the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, they're actually challenging these policies in a lot of places.
True, but you have to be a student for FIRE to be interested in your case,
you
unfortunately.
Do.
So the average person who is not going to school at the school but yet still wants to go there for an outreach purpose or something, they don't have anybody that can back them up unless the ACLU is willing to take the case.
Right.
Or some other organization in that way. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So you never really know, you know, in advance. If you're on a college campus and you're trying to get the word out about something and then somebody's trying to oppress your rights, you never know if you stand up for yourself and then ultimately
will
get arrested.
Will anybody back you?
Right. You can't guarantee that any lawyer or attorney is going to take interest in the case, work it pro bono, or on contingency, I guess. And so there are risks involved in this. And while it would be nice if we lived in a world where rights were just respected and freedom of speech was actually a real thing, we don't live in that world, and the only way to get closer to that world is to constantly push the envelope and push the boundaries of free speech, and that sometimes will get you thrown in a jail cell.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, and I've said this before, that the path to liberty sometimes leads through a jail cell.
Yeah.
I wish it didn't have to be that way, but it seems like it does.
2014, I think, is the first year in several that you were not actually inside a jail cell.
They did keep me in a containment cell for a short moment when I was arrested by the state police in April.
Okay.
I mean, it technically wasn't jail because I wasn't in the county jail, but when I did get booked by the state police, they did put me into a cell. They have a cell at the state police barracks. They put me in that cell, and I agreed that I wasn't going to jump anybody or whatever.
Right.
So
you were there for what, like 2 hours?
I wasn't in the cell for that long. I was maybe there being processed for an hour or so, or an hour and a half or something like that. But yeah, they let me out basically. I agreed to be a good boy,
yeah.
And they let me out of the cell. So it was a fairly limited amount of time. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Daryl, let's dig in a little further here. The study, the poll by Gallup, as is cited over at Reason.com, says that the average American, in this poll at least, seems to consider government to be the most important problem in the United States. I don't know if the average is the right word to use, but Americans generally, 18% of them, 17%? Which one was it? 18%?
18%.
18% of Americans said government was the most important problem facing the United States. Following up government as other problems in 2014 included the economy at 17%, unemployment.
That's economy in general.
Okay.
So they actually have it broken down of everything that's related to the economy.
Okay, so housing actually, prices or something?
Right, that actually averages out to about 43%. But people that just gave the single one word economy, that is what is 17%.
So wait, are you saying, okay, so when,
so if somebody says the recession, then that is separate from economy,
okay,
in this particular answer. But if you dig deeper, they have economic issues and non-economic issues, and what they have listed as the economic issues averages about 43% throughout the year.
So does that mean that the economy should be a larger number than 17%? Because they did factor in multiple answers into the government answer, right?
They did, but on this, because it's, you know, economy in general.
Mm-hmm.
So just somebody giving that one word, they're calculating that different than if somebody said recession or taxes, right, or Social Security.
But if somebody said Congress, that would have counted as government.
Right.
Okay, so we'll come back with more here. And you've actually pulled up the survey itself and did some digging. You know, I'm sure you have things you want to highlight for us. We'll get into that. Your call's welcome at 855-450-FREE. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves on this live Saturday edition of the program. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then one of the things you could do is share Free Talk Live. If you've got a favorite episode from this week, just copy the archive link and drop it in your favorite social bookmarking website, maybe Twitter or Facebook or wherever it is you spend time online. Anything you can do to help spread Free Talk Live, we sure do appreciate. And we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Also, more on this Gallup survey finding that Americans are sick and tired of government. They are saying that government is the most important problem in the country today. We will tell you more about that study here in a moment, because maybe they aren't sick of government. Maybe some of them think government needs to be bigger. So I don't know what the answer, government being the problem, means, but that's the question was, what is the most important problem in the country today? And government ranked in at 18% as the top ranked issue.
And it was actually dissatisfaction with government, Congress, politicians. And I'm guessing they mean dissatisfaction with Congress, dissatisfaction right. with politicians.
That's not new, though, right?
Like poor leadership corruption and abuse of power are all lumped together.
As government. So that says that there's definitely frustration. I don't think that that would... So it sounds like the numbers do include people who might think government should just be different, right?
Right. Like these aren't necessarily... not doing enough.
Yeah. So let's go to James in Arizona via Skype. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hello? Yes, if only the Weimar Republic had had a winner-take-all election system like the United States of America does, the fascist Nazi party would never have happened. And I can't think of one parliamentary system on planet Earth that has existed in your lifetime, Ian, that has a smaller government than the United States of America. In fact, they all have much bigger national governments. So I hope that we never have a constitutional amendment to have a proportional voting system.
Thanks for the call tonight, James. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What do you think, Daryl? I mean, would parliamentary systems, proportional representation, would that mean that the U.S. would become a larger government?
I don't think that you could necessarily say that it would become larger. You can't necessarily say that it would become smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can say is that more diverse ideas would be represented within the government body.
I don't see how that would be a bad thing at all. And, I mean, especially because right now libertarians don't have a voice whatsoever
right.
in government, except in New Hampshire, where they're actually winning as Republicans and Democrats. But in most places...
And a lot of Republicans and Democrats are, you know, getting butthurt because, well, these people are lying to the voters
yeah.
and saying they're Republicans and Democrats. But back in the 90s, when the Republicans and Democrats made the ballot access more difficult, the argument was... Well, the libertarians that we just removed from the ballot, they can just run as Republicans or Democrats.
Sure.
So, you know, they're totally changing their tune 20 years later.
So, Daryl, the Reason article here give us the basic info. You actually pulled up details on this Gallup survey. What did you want to share from that?
So they've been doing this survey for about 50 years,
okay.
which is fairly interesting. And I've pulled up the July and the December actual full report that they have so that I could look at all of the...
Right, they're doing it monthly.
Right, they do this monthly. And race relations actually was the highest for December, where... It wound up being,
Garner controversy.
Well, no, the Eric Garner thing started in July.
Yeah.
But it really sort of ramped up. Race relations hit 13% last month. And they have economic issues and non-economic issues. So economic issues totaled about 43% on average.
Mm-hmm.
So what they have listed under that is economy in general. And I'm thinking that the way they have this is if somebody just gave the one-word answer, economy. Second under that list is unemployment and jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The federal budget or federal debt. And then the gap between rich and poor. A lack of money. Taxes and...
What percentage with a lack of money?
Lack of money seems to be consistently about 1%.
Okay.
Wow. Taxes seems to be consistently about 1%. Corporate corruption seems to be about 1%. And then below that, it's things that showed up sporadically throughout the year at 1%
or less.
You know, less than 1% would be wage issues, fuel and oil prices, inflation, foreign trade, and recession.
Now,
not listed as an economic issue is welfare that, again, shows up consistently about 1%.
You know, it's interesting that people, only 1% would say taxes are the biggest problem facing the U.S. Does that suggest that people are fine with taxes the way they are? They don't like government, but they're okay with taxes? It's hard to really read anything.
Right, because you only get to give one answer.
Right.
They're not saying, what are the top five?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And then you list off five problems.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, what is the one problem that is the biggest?
Mm-hmm. And there's, and government is the biggest problem. Yeah, actually, according to the Reason story here, they say that these findings are hardly coming out of the blue. Pew, another research group, finds the public trust in the government at 24% is near historic lows. So that's a good indicator, right? People don't trust the government.
I don't know if that's necessarily a good indicator or not. Because people could not trust the government because they think, well, they should be doing more and spending more on this and that and the other thing. So, you know, I don't necessarily think that there's a correlation between somebody not trusting the government and somebody being pro-liberty.
I'm not saying that means they're pro-liberty, but I don't think that not trusting the government necessarily means that you want the government to do something else. It could just mean that the government has just withered away, you know, through erosion over time, people's trust.
I would need to see more information about that specific survey.
Right.
What were the other questions that were asked? And then maybe I could correlate some kind of idea. And there was somebody that mentioned this a couple days ago. There was a group of us eating at one of the local buffets after James Cleveland had his court hearing, and they mentioned this survey, and they were trying to make the correlation that, you know, people are lacking trust in the government, so therefore the ideas of liberty are, you know, spreading to at least 24%, and I don't think that you can necessarily make that
argument.
I
think you can. I don't think that you can make any sort of correlation that any amount of Americans cares about freedom out of any of these statistics.
Right.
They're just interesting to look at. They're interesting to talk about. Interesting indicators that people are at the very least frustrated. They're at the very least upset with the status quo. And does that mean that they would all of a sudden be happy if a Republican got into office? I doubt it. Because
right.
These numbers have been pretty piss poor for a long
right.
time.
Right. I've seen surveys that showed, you know, upwards of 63% of Americans say that the federal government does not have the consent of the governed. There are other surveys that, you know, after the swing in the Senate going from Democratic control to Republican control, the question was asked, was this a vote of support for the Republicans or a vote in opposition to the Democrats? And consistently, going back for a decade, it's a rejection of the party that was in power
mm-hmm.
by like 60% instead of, you know, support of this other party. And
so lesser of two evils.
Right, the lesser of two evils. 60% of Americans consistently say that they're open to the idea of voting for a third party or an independent candidate.
But they're scared to do it.
But they're scared to do it.
Because of the wasted vote syndrome.
Because of the wasted vote syndrome. And if you look through history, whenever there has been a strong alternative candidate, there has always been backlash in ballot access.
As far as they make it harder to get on
yes.
the ballot. More coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Moments remain here on this live Saturday edition, but no worries. We do a Sunday show. If you don't get your call in tonight or you don't have time to call tonight, no, you can just call us tomorrow from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time when I believe Adamo Freeman will be co-hosting with me from copblock.org. So we'll do that then. But in the meantime, we go to you with your calls and thoughts. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got Al listening in Maine. Al, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Difficulty in America is we have two essentially Marxist parties, the Republican and the Democrat Party. They're based on Marxist ideology. It's the belief that the most important thing in the life of man is money. And Republicans say they want to increase the wealth. And Democrats say we want to spread the wealth around, but the answer nonetheless is wealth. And it's not so with man. So essentially what they've created with the talk of freedom and equality and everything, they've created essentially a lawless society, the most lawless society in the history of the world.
How would you say that the United States is the most lawless society in the world when there are more volumes of laws than could be read in, I've heard, four lifetimes?
Well, that's precisely the reason, because when you don't have the law inside, don't have God's law written on your heart, you need it on the outside to coerce people. When you take away the teaching that man is simply an animal, that's what's taught in our schools and universities, you're left with the law of the jungle that might makes right. And that's the reason why you have the increasing police presence, not because the police are evil, because there's more criminality. And a mistake.
Actually, there's no evidence for that. The country's gotten more peaceful over time, but the police have become more violent, but the actual violent crime is down.
Well, if you've lived in any major urban area, you know exactly how peaceful it is. It's so peaceful that if you walk down certain streets at night, then we cannot expect to come back out alive.
It's now, you think that has to do with the lack of biblical teachings?
Man has been reduced to the law of the jungle. I think the worst aspect, and it's the most pervasive aspect of American society, is rock and roll.
Syncopated
music. You laugh because it's embarrassed laughter, because that's a
confession. No, it's not embarrassed.
It's a confession on
your
part.
It's because you're so funny.
It's music.
Rock and roll music is out of favor, dude. Pop music, rap music, this is more popular than rock and roll music. You sound like you're calling from the 1970s.
Hip-hop. No, I'm calling from the future. What America will be once America is healed and the right people take charge.
Oh, I see. So the right people. So who are the right people? Because you did open your call by saying the Republicans and the Democrats were bad news, that they were Marxist. Now, I'm certainly no fan of the Republicans or Democrats, and there's an argument to be made that they both support socialism. But, you know, what would you like to see happen, Al? Sounds like you'd want a theocracy.
I would like to see America healed, but part of that is not a revolution, but a restoration in which the past becomes the future. We build, we preserve the good things of the past, and we eliminate the evil of the present. Chief among them being the music, because the music...
So, like, let me see if I could clarify then. So, I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from. So, you would see a future in which, like on television, the husband and wife sleep in separate beds again. But yet, at the same time, we also have hoverboards?
Oh, certainly. Certainly. And you
so that's your future then, Al, right? So, like, no sex, got to keep the people away from sex, and no drugs, right?
We would outlaw the teachings of Freud, Sigmund Freud.
What about gambling?
The teachings of Marx.
Outlawing. So you'd burn some books then, is what you're saying.
No, it wouldn't be necessary to burn the books.
Well, wait a minute. How do you outlaw something? How do you outlaw this information, but yet still allow the books around?
Well, they could no longer be taught, because there would be a law where you cannot teach lies and errors. And we know Sigmund Freud was a liar. We know Marx was a liar.
Would you physically prevent someone, or you probably would say that you would not physically prevent them. Would you use the police to physically prevent someone from picking up a book written by Sigmund Freud?
No. It'd prevent it from being, it could be published in limited numbers, a kind of museum of falsehood and error.
A limited number. So if I wanted to, Daryl, you're a publisher by trade over at fpp.cc, and you take books that have expired copyright. I presume Marx would probably have an expired copyright at this point. Not that you would do this because you don't agree with Marx, but if you wanted to, given that, let's say, you know, Al gets his druthers and it's Al's world now, and
I would do it just because somebody said you can't
just
do this.
You can't do it. So Daryl's now saying he's going to publish the works of Marx and Freud in your world, Al. So what would you do to Daryl? What would you like to see happen?
They have been published. What would we do to him?
Yeah.
Well, we would seize his property legally.
So you would steal from me because I want to publish a book. Okay.
What property would you steal from him? His whole publishing company?
Press. First of all,
the whole press. Okay.
Yes, and put it to good use.
No, that's your interpretation of what's a good use. Now,
no,
it's not good to steal things now, is it, Al? Don't you? I thought you were a Christian. You're not a Christian, are you?
It's a consensus.
But you're not a Christian, though, right?
Yes, I am.
You are. Wait a minute. What about don't steal? Don't you understand? I mean, that's a pretty clear commandment, right?
It's not. It's if you're using.
It's not stealing when we do it.
If you're using a machine for illicit purpose, And that can be confiscated when you use...
Oh, it's not stealing. It's confiscation. Yes, so when you and your goons in the police department take things from people that aren't theirs, like Daryl's printing press, that's not stealing. You're just confiscating it.
Now, confiscation and stealing is different. You're not appropriating.
No, it's not. One's a euphemism.
One is done under the guise of law.
Yeah.
And the other is not, but both of them are depriving someone of their property.
Right. Well, so let's say, Daryl, you've come into Daryl's printing press area, and Daryl's home at the time, or at the shop, or wherever it is the printing press is, and Daryl's there, and he says, "No, sir, you are not coming to take my printing press," and he ties himself to it with handcuffs. What will you do then?
Well, this is all hypothetical, and mm-hmm. there have been cases like this in the past, but the machine, because it's an instrument, a tool which is used to harm mankind by propagating errors, the lies of Karl Marx, the lies of Sigmund Freud, it would be confiscated and put to good use.
But Daryl's a big man. Daryl, I don't know what you weigh, but it's probably at least 270 pounds.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
You're a big guy, and it would make it even more difficult for you to take his printing press if Daryl had handcuffed himself to it. So what are you going to do about that?
Argument, again, though, you're going back to the...
Sir, I'm asking you a direct question. What if not only Daryl handcuffed himself to it, but all of his employees...
I didn't want to personalize it because it's...
This is personal. You're talking about taking people's property. Every time you confiscate or steal something from someone, it's personal. What are you going to do? He's handcuffed himself to it.
The state does have a right to confiscate those instruments or those tools.
Just come right out. Tell us what you'll do, Al. Will you bust his head open? Will your cops set the place on fire? What are you going to do about it?
Well, now you sound simply, you're quite enraged by this.
Yeah, that's right, because I get pretty upset when people come around and act like thugs and steal things and take things that aren't theirs.
But
I get upset about that.
You see, this is your society.
And you know what? And then they try to pretend like they're not going to use violence in order to get their way, Al. You're trying to paper over the violence that you're very willing to utilize to crush Daryl's rights. Shame on you.
And then they wind up doing things to where instead of he doesn't want to make it personal, but it is personal. That they want to use terms like insurgent or outlaw because, you know, who wants to stand up for the rights of an outlaw?
You have no rights to propagate.
Why do I have no rights?
Because you're printing illicit materials, Daryl. The works of Marx.
You have no right to tell me what I can or can't do that causes no unjust harm to another human being.
Al, I gotta say, I love your calls because you are one of the craziest utopian callers that we have on this show.
Well,
and I hope you'll continue to call. Go ahead with your final message for us. Remember what?
Yours is a failed society.
This isn't my society. I'm a member of the Shire Society. I have left the government society and joined my own with Daryl and others. Daryl, you Shire Society?
Yes.
Daryl and others who have signed the document at ShireSociety.com. Thank you, Al. Anybody listening to the show can join a peaceful society of people who will respect the rights of others. ShireSociety.com. Go there. Check out the declaration. If you care about freedom, I think you'll like it. Not Al. He'd hate it.
DVD. Books. Music. Instruments. Periodicals. Computers. Software. Electronics. Photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.